Welcome to the Business Health and Mindset Podcast. I'm Kate Geronimo. I'm a natural health and mindset practitioner, transforming entrepreneurs into unstoppable forces by supercharging their health and mindset. Health and mindset are intricately woven together and form the vital secret weapon you need to cultivate to succeed in business. Thank you for listening. Let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Business Health and Mindset Podcast. I am Kate and great to have you here. I want to start off by saying thank you. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for tuning in and I hope that they are of value to you. Something I wanted to look at and address today is joy. Do you get more of it? Do you get more joy in your daily life as a business owner, and how are you getting it? Don't turn off yet, because there's a really good reason why I'm bringing this up. So many people are stressed. We have a pandemic, which is usually only related to illnesses and disease, etc. But this is almost like a disease. We have a pandemic of stress worldwide. We have people who are so stressed out, they feel like they could scream. They don't know what to do for their business. Strategies are not working. People are not buying. You could be one of the people who is doing really well in business. So I encourage you, just hang in there for the next few moments. I'm going somewhere. People are stressed. People are not sleeping. People are eating the wrong foods. People are damaging their health because of stress, because of anxiety, because of worry. And this is causing such angst in society. People's hearts and minds are tormented, and yet they won't talk about it. They may say flippantly, oh, I'm a bit stressed, but they won't really talk about what's going on deep inside. Because they get ashamed, because they feel embarrassed, because they think that they're the only one that does it. Now, I'm talking generally here, and it is a generalization. Because in my line of work, I get to know how people's hearts and minds think and how they behave and how all of this will play out in their health. If your health is not where it should be today, just stop for a moment. Like I said, I'm getting somewhere. I don't have any notes generally when I do my podcasts. I speak from, you know, that overflow of the knowledge that I have. I speak from the heart. And health and mindset, yes, they're intricately woven together, because your health is the result of your mindset. Your mindset is also the result of your health. Now, some people out there, neuroscientists or some practitioners, you know, doctors, etc., would say I'm totally wrong. This is my take on it. My take is that they will both influence one another, because if your health is lagging, if it's not great, if it's not at the peak, if you are not operating at the ideal weight, at the ideal energy, getting the ideal amount of sleep every day, if you are not eating the ideal foods, etc., to fuel your body, your thinking, your behaviors, your habits are not going to be at their peak either. Now, if your mindset is not at its peak, your health is not going to be at its peak. It can't be. In clinic, I used to regularly say to my patients, you must put yourself first. Now, this is very common, and I see in all kinds of groups on LinkedIn and Facebook and, you know, Instagram and all the rest of it, and all these different places, and talking with people socially and so on. It's really common to see someone who is doing their best to be helpful says, you must put yourself first. I was saying this 25 years ago, and people were looking at me like I had two heads. And I'll never forget the day, a lady who she was a pastor in a church, and she had come to see me about some health issues, and she had five children. it was her second marriage, and so there was a combination of, you know, blending of families. And while she had a good marriage, etc., she had to look after five children and plus work, etc., and look after other people in the church. And she was never putting herself first. So I said to her, you must put yourself first. And she was actually quite horrified at what I said. Back then, 20 plus years ago, it was really quite a foreign concept in many social arenas. Women were encouraged to put everybody else first. You know, their place was to look after the family. Their place was to, you know, be good in their job and or their business and, you know, do the best they could. But they had to kind of be the nurturer and the carer and look after everybody. You must look after yourself first so that your health and your mindset is at its peak for you. You mustn't measure yourself in your health and mindset to anybody else because you are uniquely made. You are uniquely created and you are a beautiful, wonderful, unique person who probably needs work like all of we humans do. So, joy. I come back to joy. Even if you tick the boxes and you think that you're doing pretty great, where is the joy coming from in your life on a daily basis that then infuses you and fills your business? This is not something that a lot of people really look at or take seriously. There's so much we have to do in our life, so much we have to work on to be the best that we can be. I make everything really simple. You know, when I work with clients and when we do coaching and mentoring work, I keep it simple. Because again, when I was in clinic, if I made things too difficult, people would not follow the program. Same in coaching today. If I make it too difficult, they won't follow it. Joy is something that we should live with every single day, and it should be abounding in our lives, flying off us like sparks and, you know, fireworks. You have seen those sparklers? We call them sparklers here in Australia. You know, long piece of wire with the I don't even know what it is on there. The sort of firework material that you light the end of it and it sparks. You know, the sparks shoot off everywhere. We need to be like a good sparkler. And I say a good one. Putting out the great energy, the joyful energy, instead of sparking off and putting out negative, cranky, bad, fearful, you know, anxious, stressful energy. We need to be putting out the great stuff. And how do we do that? It can't be manufactured. It can't be fake. It's got to be real. And how is it going to happen for you to be real? By having joy and being able to generate real joy in your life. Now, like many people, I get times where I feel a bit stuck. I get times where I'm feeling in kind of limbo. It's like, oh, I know I could do this and that, but and I could work on this project, or I could do this today, I could do that task. And it's like I don't feel like I've really got the energy to get in and really get it done. So what do I do then that creates some joy in me to be able to get out and actually then do that work that I want to do? I get out in nature. That works for me. Plus, I have a dog who goes nuts if I don't take him out for a walk. And so, you know, pop the lead on him. Come on, old rusty boy, let's go. And we get out and go for a walk. And it may just be local, you know, around suburbia. And he sniffs and has a lovely time and drags me here, there and everywhere sometimes. And or I'm dragging him so that he will stop sniffing something. Here in Australia, and I digress for a moment, here in Australia we do have quite a lot of snakes, and particularly in summer and spring. And so when we walk in some areas where there's quite a bit of bush around and he gets his nose stuck in there, I'm pulling him out fairly quickly because I would hate for a snake to latch onto his nose. They can be deadly. I digress. Anyhow, so joy, you know, joy for me is getting out in nature. It doesn't really matter even the weather for me. It just stirs the spark and it helps me to feel good, to feel happy, to feel the joy at seeing, you know, birds or to see, you know, see plant that I hadn't actually noticed, or a tree. Here in Australia, and particularly around the Sydney areas, we've got the most beautiful gum trees. And one of them is called the Angophora. And it is just beautiful. They have these reddish, sort of rusty coloured limbs, and the limbs all twist and gnarl, and, you know, they can look quite funny, odd trees sometimes. But their shape is just beautiful, and they are so unique. And they are just lovely to me. I just love them. And every now and again, I'll be walking along and I'll stop and look at one that I've passed hundreds of times. And I'll look at it and think, wow, look at you. Or there could be a palm tree. Or there could be some native bush that's in flower that, you know, in my busyness, I've just walked past. Or there's a bird, whipbirds. We've got whipbirds here that have the most unusual call. And if you've got some moments to spare, maybe Google it and look it up and hear their call. But they are a beautiful little bird. And I can be walking along and hear them. I heard one just the other day and I thought, oh, the whipbirds. They're so beautiful. And their call is so distinct. That brings me such joy. Now, being out in nature for me allows me just to drop the drudgery, drop any heaviness, drop anything that is maybe clouding my thinking or distracting me. And like all of us, I've got things I've got to do at home. There's cleaning, there's washing, there's ironing, there's, you know, grocery shopping. There's all kinds of things I've got to do. And I've got to fit them into my day just like you do. Yet being out in nature creates that joy for me. And it lifts me. It elevates me. It helps me to feel great again. What brings you joy? What helps you to have those moments of joy that can generate that energy within you so that you can carry that into your day? And you might say, oh, but Kate, you don't know about my day. You don't know about my life. No, I don't. And you don't know about my life. I've found a way that for me helps me to generate some joy. So I would encourage you, find a way that generates joy for you. It may be spending some time with your kids, maybe spending time with a pet, meeting up friends, making a phone call to a friend, catching up, whatever it is, listening to music, you know, running up and down on the spot and listening to your favorite high energy song. And then, you know, have a breather, glass of water, get back to it. For some people, that is absolute joy giving. Whatever the joy bringer or giver is for you, I'd encourage you to get into it. Get into the joy. Allow joy to infuse you, because that helps you to be a better business owner. It's going to help you to carry all of those feel-good hormones then that are generated in your body, in your brain, for you to be able to communicate on a much better energetic level with others. It's going to help you make better decisions. It's going to help you be a nicer person to be around, particularly if you are stressed. And I know what it's been like for me, and particularly in the past when I used to get a bit stressed about things. If I was ever interrupted, I'd snap at people. Well, we just have to accept that there are going to be times in life when we are interrupted, distracted, where people will come and snatch our time, demand things of us. They need us right then and there. We've all got to find ways to deal with that, and we've got to expect it's going to happen. But if you can elevate your joy in your own life so that you can be the best that you can be and enjoy your day, that's going to make you a better business owner. Having that strong-willed mind where you don't need to do that is a good thing if you're one of those that can do that. But I would still encourage you, find the joy, let the joy flow, let the joy elevate you, because it is going to help you to be more productive. It's going to help manage stress in your life. It's going to help you to dump it, and it's going to help you sleep better at night. There are so many benefits to it. So the benefit of joy is far superior to any strong-willed mind in being able to just push distractions out and just get on with whatever you've got to do. There are times when we all will have to do that. I encourage you, look for the joy, find that joy, elevate the joy in your life, and propel that throughout your life and your business so that you can touch others and be a blessing to them and a blessing to your business, rather than the opposite. Somebody who is stressed, anxious, ashamed of how you feel. You know, we have emotions. They're there. And we must find a way to manage those emotions, particularly the ones that drive us in a direction that we don't want to go in or that is not helpful for us. Find the joy. Let the joy propel you into a better space, into a better energetic place, so that you can operate at a more peak level in your life. It just helps you to be more productive, you know, less stressy, happier, and the benefits are there for you. I hope this has been helpful today, and I'd ask you to share this with others, because sharing is caring. Truth does have life, and there is truth in this. There's somebody in your world that needs to hear this today, and it is so simple. Like I said earlier, I keep it simple because simple works. We don't need to overcomplicate things. We don't need to make them difficult. So share this with somebody else in your world today. That will also help me to get the podcast out to those that need it. You might like to also duck over to YouTube. I'll put the link down below for my meditation channel, Meditate with Kate. There you will find a meditation on finding more joy. There are also others there to help you to be calm, to relax. And the one on finding more joy will help you just generate more joy, particularly if you can't go and do the thing. For example, like with me getting out in nature, if you can't do something that would help you to you know, feel that joy and to get that infusion, then go listen to this meditation and that will help you as well. Thanks for your time. I appreciate you, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Business Health and Mindset Podcast. See you then. Have an awesome, fabulous and wonderful day.